The Vikings defense is stealing the show early in the 2016 season. In fact, they lead the NFL with 15 sacks. Lots of talented players, lots of smart coaches. That makes for the right combination. For the Vikings defensive line, that means guys like Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, and company with Andre Patterson, our guest right now. Coach, you guys are off to a great start.
Yeah, the guys are doing an outstanding job, but I would be remiss if I didn't give some of the credit to our secondary. You know, our secondary is doing an outstanding job of tight coverage, you know, on receivers and making the quarterback hold the ball and giving us an opportunity to hit him and get him on the ground.
And that's interesting to hear you start the conversation with that, because a lot of times coaches talk about they want their players to just focus on their job so the guy next to them can do theirs. And when it comes to pressuring the passer, it's the combination of rush and cover.
No question. It works hand in hand, you know. And I tell my guys from day one, you know, you don't even have to put an offensive line out there. If you put the quarterback at 5 yards in the shotgun and he can plant his back foot at 7 and throw it, he can get rid of it before we can get to him, even without an offensive line being there. If the receivers are running shorter routes, he can get it out of his hand. So, you know, them, you know, having the confidence to cover receivers tight, give us a chance to do what we do. And so it all works together, you know. And they have to have confidence that if they cover them tight, that we're not going to leave them hanging, you know, that we're going to show up too. And that's the beauty of it. And I think so far this season, our guys have done an outstanding job of that.
Have you been around teams who have been good at rushing the passer as teams, or have you been around teams where one guy has had, you know, the bulk of the sacks? And which one do you appreciate more?
The majority of the time, the most I've ever had is maybe two really good pass rushers in a group, you know. So, you know, you have a really good inside rusher and you might have a really good outside rusher. I think the thing that's unique with us is that we're able to put 4 to 5 guys on the field that can win one-on-ones, you know. You know, Everson is elite. There's no doubt about that. To me, he's one of the top 5 pass rushing defensive ends in this league. And I'm not just saying that because I coach him, you know. I've been blessed to coach a couple of Hall of Famers, so I know what a good one looks like, and he's a good one. And Danielle Hunter is coming along. You know, he's got some special pass rush presence to him. But when you put Tom Johnson and you move Brian Robinson inside, and you've got 4 guys out there that can win their own one-on-one battles. And Limbo Joseph has brought his pass rush game along too this year. So that's what makes it difficult on an offensive line, is you go into the game and say, we can't let 97 beat us. And now all of a sudden 99 shows up. Then they say, we gotta take both the ends out of the play. Now all of a sudden B-Rob and Tom Johnson and Limbo Joseph make things happen. So I think that's the thing that we have that's very unique that I haven't, in my long career in this league, that I haven't been a part of.
How many years have you been coaching in the league?
This is going to be my 14th season.
And, you know, you've been with the Vikings before, and I think a lot of fans are starting to learn that and remember that now, but you were with John Randall. I mean, it's not just defensive ends that can cause havoc for the quarterback. You mentioned Linval's getting in on the action right now with some sacks. John Randall was that way for you from the inside too.
No question. And, you know, I had John Randall and Chris Dolman at the same time when I was here before, and I had to do some unique things with Johnny, you know, because, you know, we played some games where Johnny lined up at 3 technique. He would have the guard, the center, and the back on it. And so, you know, you can't let them take your best player out of it. So I sat him down and said, hey, look, I'm going to move you out the defensive end at times and make them have to find you, you know. And so, you know, he moved out the defensive end and was killing guys out there too. So, you know, which was an outstanding experience for me to be blessed to coach both those guys. And a lot of things that I learned from both of them, I share with our guys here today. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is that we're not just a one-trick pony. You know, it's just not stop 97 and you're going to have a good day. You know, it's the group. And if you're going to stop us, you know, you have to stop the group. And when I say the group, not just the defensive line, but our linebackers and our safeties, and I think that helps us out tremendously.
A lot of people are noticing Danielle Hunter, and it's really fun to get a young player like that with, I'm sure for you, with so much ability, because, you know, you want to work with him and get him to be better. But I have a feeling that you also really enjoy working with someone like Brian Robinson, who has been in the league now for 10 years, and in his 10th year, he's doing some things that he hasn't done before in his career, right?
No question. And, you know, let's go back 3 years. He was an established player. It was different than Griff. He had been here, but he hadn't started. Brian Robinson was an established player. He was already stuck in his ways of how he felt, who he was as a pass rusher. And for me to come in here and say, no, that's not how you become good. That's not how you become great as a pass rusher. You know, I've coached guys that would say, yeah, and then go on the field and do their own thing because they know who they are. And I have the utmost respect for B-Rob because he listened to me. Now, it took time for it to carry over to the games, but he listened to me, and I could see it start to happen last season, and that he saw that, oh, you know what? What he's trying to get me to do is taking advantage of who I am as an athlete. And his game has gone to a whole new level on year 10, which you don't see very much. You know, at this point of a guy's career, he's starting to taper off. He's starting to fall off, and people are looking to replace that guy because you need somebody, you know, more athletic or whatever the case may be. You know, I think Brian looks younger. You know, he looks like he's a third or fourth year player. And because he's bought into the things that we've coached him and the things that I try to give him to take advantage of the special skill set that Brian has, which is different than Everson and the other guys that I have. And that's the one thing that I do that's difficult is I don't teach them all to do the same thing because they all have a different skill set to them. And I think that's why you see the big difference in B-Rob.
And you seem to have a knack for knowing how a guy is wired, what makes him tick. You have a special moment with each guy before the game a lot of times. I've seen you and Griff get together, and I'm sure there are things that happen behind the scenes in your office or when your position meeting gets over, one guy stays back and you chat with him. That's an important part of this.
You know, my biggest thing is I try to find out what makes each one of my guys tick. You know, I got some guys I got to love up all the time. I got some guys I got to be a little bit stern with every now and then. But that's, to me, that's what being a good teacher is all about. And that's what I see myself as a teacher. And so, you know, on Sundays, when we go through pregame warm-up, I grab each one of them and I whisper in their ear. And I tell each one of them what I feel they need to help us win on that day. And it has nothing to do with football. It's all about mindset. And that's a private moment between me and each one of my individual players. And I know if I forgot to do it one Sunday, they all would lose their mind because they expect for it to happen.
I don't give a what they do, right?
Yes, sir.
You rush, you the baddest out here.
Yes,
every
sir.
Every damn Sunday,
yes,
right?
Sir.
They got to do 2-3 to block you.
Yes,
you
sir.
Don't give a you just
yes,
keep
sir.
Coming.
Yes,
keep
sir.
The fire burning, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
Let's
love
go.
You, baby.
Love you too.
That's the touching part before the game for me that's real important for me. And I think if you would ask them, they would tell you it's important for them too.
Last question. You've been with the Vikings now for a long time. You have a very good grasp on the fans and the passion that they have for this team. You coached in the Dome. Now you're coaching in US Bank Stadium. As a defensive line coach, you love it when the crowd gets loud.
No question.
Talk about the impact the crowd can have on the game and what you thought about the crowd on Sunday night against Green Bay.
Well, first of all, that first game against Green Bay, the crowd was outstanding. They were loud. And that helps us so much. You know, it's hard for the quarterback to communicate to everybody on the offense when it's loud like that. It's hard for the offensive linemen to communicate with one another. And most importantly, they get off the ball slower. They have to wait to see the ball move instead of hearing his cadence. Now we have the advantage in the jump. So I'm hoping that on Monday night that the crowd is even louder than it was against Green Bay, because if it does, it will help us a bunch give Eli Manning a tough time.
All right, you're great at what you do. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Oh, thanks very much. I appreciate it.